This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Beck's. Since 1937, Beck's has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, I thought it'd be like a turnaround Tuesday kind of action, even though it's Wednesday because it's a short week after the big rally on Friday and Tuesday in these grains. But the market keeps chugging. Beans especially have been impressive. They were a dime lower middle last night, 1, 2 in the morning, and they come back now. They're about 8 higher, so a 20-cent rally from there. Corn up a couple, wheat up double digits, 12, 13 cents. And basically, the fundamentals are driving this are the same as we've been talking about. Basically, the big crop that's upon us, that we're harvested maybe a month away or less in some areas, has been pretty well baked into the price. That's one thing. And at four-year lows, probably four-year lows is enough right now. Also, we got some dryness out there, Central Farm Belt, in the first couple of weeks of September, taking the top end off the yields. So maybe the yield's not quite as big as the USDA said in September.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Beck's, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit beckshybrids.com.
December corn up 3.5 at 4.12¾. November soybeans up 9.5 at 10.21½. October soybean meal up 8.40 at 3.25.80. Soybean oil down 76 cents at 40.72. On the Merck, October live cattle down a nickel at 179.22. September feeders down 175 at 239.62. October lean hogs down 95 cents at 81.57. Those are your closing markets. I'm Riley Smith.